Thank you. I would like to touch upon two or three issues. First, I would like to introduce the system of alternatives to detention. The authorities imposing detention under both Asylum and Aliens Acts are obliged to assess the possibility to apply alternative to detention first in order to use detention as a measure of last resort. Both acts contain provisions on various alternatives to detention. Especially reporting obligation is normally used by the police with good effect. The Czech Republic pays special attention to alternatives to detention that can be effectively applied to the situation of families. However, vast majority of families apprehended are only transiting through the Czech territory. This category presents a challenge concerning the effectiveness of the alternatives. Detention of families has become rare since 2016. The Czech authorities work continuously on further improvement of standards in a detention center for families in order to reach maximum conformity with international obligations, especially laid down in case law of the European Court of Human Rights. Detention under Asylum Act is used mainly only in situation where a foreigner applies for asylum after his detention under Aliens Act. Detention of asylum-seeking families is prohibited under Asylum Act. Concerning conditions in detention, foreigners where detained are placed in detention centers designed for this purpose. It means they are never placed in regular prisons. Significant changes happened during 2016 and 2017 in order to minimize security restrictions and to fully adapt the center specialized for detention for families with children in Biela Jezová. New building with estimated opening in April 2018 will bring further improvement of standards. Close cooperation with Public Defender of Rights and the ECHR Agent Office was established in order to discuss further plans. The funding of detention centers rose significantly after migration crisis. New centers were opened and refurbished. Thank you for your attention.